next, the Saturday movie event. Rodney's coaching a girls' soccer team, but his secret weapon's a boy in a dress.
After the game, no showers.
I'm here to pick up my daughter, Martha.
Rodney Dangerfield, Jack A. Harry.
Glad you gave me the right finger.
And Jonathan Brandis. Ladybugs on NBC next.
These heels are killing me.
Get those nail breakers! Get those nail breakers!
They broke her nail!
Get those nail breakers!
Get those nail breakers! Get those nail breakers! Oh! I don't know why I always do that laugh after everything. Because I think I'm so funny. So I have to do a fake laugh to make other people laugh. Wow! We watched this movie over a month ago, but yeah. We've been moving.
Yeah.
And we have a special announcement. We're in the new nook.
Yeah.
Do you all see it?
A nook is also a studio. Is that what they call it?
I think it's just a stew.
Yeah.
Or a
anyway,
do.
We don't like eat breakfast in here, so I don't think it counts as a nook.
Well, you have a breakfast nook and then you just have like a nook. You hang out in the nook. You do it in the nook. You work in the nook.
You're twitching a whole bunch.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to come up with words. So I figure if I move my body a lot and jiggle my boobs around, it'll happen. It's not working. So we're in, what do I call it? The hook? The new nook? The nook.
The new Plex Files headquarters.
The address is 555 Sunnyvale Parkway.
Geez, that's actually pretty close.
Yeah. It's only off by one number. But which five was it? Oh, boy. Well, a month ago in the old nook. The ook. Because it's not. Yeah. Anyway, we watched this fabulous Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yes.
One that I watched repeatedly growing up. I think we know I have a pattern of watching movies over and over again. Yeah. Because every time we watch a movie, I'm like, oh, I watch this like every day.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
how did she watch all these every day?
I've seen this movie several times.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid as well. So I think that's normal.
Well, and I quoted along with it, which you do not like. You don't want to go to quote alongs at Film on the Rocks, at Red Rocks, because people are just like, it's like, I'm not paying to listen to you. I'm paying to listen to the movie.
That's exactly.
Do you pay to go to that?
Yeah.
Good money.
And then you go.
You sound like a Mars Attacks alien. Well, Ladybugs is a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
And fun fact that Alex discovered at the beginning of this film, something I never picked up on.
Blew my mind.
Blew his mind. It was shot in Colorado. Colorado. Dang it. I was really hoping to like give it a Colorado and it didn't work. But it was shot in Colorado.
Yeah, Denver and Littleton.
The opening scene is the Brown Palace, which is not a very nice hotel. Well, I mean, it is, but it's not.
Do they do presentations and speeches there?
I mean, every hotel has conference rooms. It's kind of a triangularly shaped building, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, do you just like, are you just kind of in one side of the room and a bunch of people get a lot of space and then you just get squeezed in as the building goes along and gets to the tip?
Yeah. When was this movie made? Like 1992?
I think it was late 90s, like 96, 97.
Okay. So I was living here at the time.
Me too.
I remember going down to Denver. I don't really remember what Denver was like back then compared to what it is now. But
different.
I went to the Wine Coop a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I used to work at the Wine Coop when I did improv there.
That's right. You
Impulse.
Worked underneath the Wine Coop.
Yeah, that sounds really sketchy. Did a lot of things underneath, behind,
in like a speakeasy.
And at the top of the Wine Coop. Yeah, it was awesome. And then they closed it down to make a brewery. And so I don't know if the troupe picked back up or what they're doing. I think they do like corporate workshops.
What was your favorite thing you did when you were working below the Wine Coop?
Well, you love when I was kind of freestyling in the alleyway. We were smoking a J and I was just like, smack my titties.
Yeah.
Because we were all going around in a circle.
That wasn't on stage or anything, though.
No, I don't know. I mean, there were nights where you would have really good shows and nights where I had bad shows. Like my last performance was horrible and you and Kyle came to it. And I think Chelsea, Kyle's girlfriend, maybe came. It was a horrible performance. It was just awful. And I left the troupe and didn't do anything after that because I was in college and it just became a lot to juggle with school and working that. And then I think I had another job outside of it. So it was just a lot.
It's hard to be funny when you're busy.
Yeah. Oh, there and there were times, there were games, we would play this one game called Broadway Musical, and they would just play a song off of a freaking keyboard. So it was just, you know, like, it was like weird polka music. And I grew up in choir. There's this ongoing joke that I can only sing with a vacuum on with my good friend Lindsay, because that was the only time I was on pitch when we sang this song for graduation.
That something people say?
Well, Lindsay says it. But we always make the joke, like, if we're going to sing together, we got to turn on the vacuum. So I could never get the beat of the music. So it'd be like, burp, 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 burp. And I'd be like, I'm going to the radio station. Wow, it's really exciting. Whoa. Hey, what is that? And people were like, oh my God. But they would make me do it because they know I needed to get better at it. And I was so pissed whenever I had to do it. I loved playing radio. That was my favorite game. And that was where you were given a genre like rock or polka, and then a topic or noun or something. And so you were like, dentistry. And so you would have to sing a rock song about dentistry.
Yeah.
I don't think dentistry
is that, is that the one where they would point to you in different
with the spots? Flashlight. Yeah. So you'd be in the dark and you'd be thinking of like, okay, what am I going to sing next? And then like, we would kind of hint at each other. I was never the host of the show, but you would kind of look at the next person and be like, you good? You ready? Because your back was facing the audience as the host, because you're holding the flashlight up to the people on the stage.
Yeah.
And I love that game because I'm so good at making – I'm not – that sounded – I am so good at making up songs. No,
you are good at, you are good at like freestyling dumb music.
Yeah, thank you. But I think Rodney Dangerfield really got his start doing some stand-up and some improv as well. And
well, I was going to ask, funny did, person. Did you ever like – No, Rodney Dangerfield as a comedian?
Oh, like as a, did I meet him?
No, I mean, did you ever like take inspiration from him in your work at all?
Oh boy. You know, I don't really know who my inspirations were. It was usually like male comedians. People from SNL, Will Ferrell was always a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah.
But never, I mean, Amy Poehler more recently has... I don't know. There's a joke that I am like her, which is kind of funny because I don't know how, but I'm like, all right, if you say so. I dressed up as her for Halloween from Parks and Rec, but I don't know that I ever saw Rodney Dangerfield do stand up.
Mm.
And I remember Caddyshack. I remember seeing him in that. Back to School, Ladybugs. What's the other one he's in? Mad Money or Money Mad or what's that movie about money? Am I just making that up?
No.
What's that other one?
Have you ever seen Meet Wally Sparks?
That's okay. Yeah, that one. But there's maybe, I don't know. I've seen Meet Wally Sparks though. He's just that kind of comedian my parents didn't let me watch. But he was never inappropriate. Like this movie, he's not.
Have you seen Natural Born Killers?
No.
Oh, he's in it. And he plays a serious role.
Oh my God.
And it's kind of weird.
That is weird.
And apparently Tarantino, he wrote the script for that, but Oliver Stone directed it. And he said once that scene came on with Rodney Dangerfield, he could never watch any more of the movie. And he never has.
Really?
But
why? Because it was so bad? Or so good.
I don't know. It's just a weird movie, and the way it's shown is like an old sitcom, and Rodney Dangerfield saying all this really horrible stuff to his family, and there's a laugh track under it. So it's kind of disturbing a little bit.
Really?
But I always saw that. I saw that movie at a really young age, and I was like, man, he is a really good actor. I never saw him do anything that's not funny.
Yeah.
And he's still kind of like being himself, but there's just the sinister tone to it.
It's interesting because he passed away in early 2000s, 2004.
Yeah.
And he had complications from heart surgery, I believe is what it was. Why is it comedians? I don't know if they just do a lot of like coke or something, but they always seem to die of like heart issues, like heart attacks or something, or they have like, how many heart attacks did George Carlin have?
I think like three. Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
We watched that one the other day where he said he had a second, and that was in the 80s, I think.
Yeah. How old was he back then?
I don't know. He was starting to show his age.
Yes. God.
But Rodney Dangerfield, I don't think he ever did anything like that, but he was a huge pot smoker, and he would just smoke weed all day, even at a, I think even at like a young age, he was doing that.
Really? Yeah. I can't picture him doing that.
Well, it never really came out until like really late in his life, like a few years before he died. People just started commenting on like how he was always smoking joints all the time.
Really? So did he do any drugs other than, I mean, smoking weed? I mean, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Huh. Interesting. Well, strangely enough, too, I think Jonathan Brandis, who we saw the other day, or I watched Stepfather 2 the other day.
I saw it too. I was watching it while I was taking a bath yesterday, actually, on my iPad. I was watching Stepfather 2.
We live in a fucking amazing house that has TVs in the bathtub.
It was an iPad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Watch out. Jonathan Brandis also met a similar fate. He didn't die from a heart attack. He committed suicide in 2003. So he died a year before Rodney Dangerfield. And he was only 27 years old.
I thought he was dead a long time before Rodney Dangerfield died.
A year before.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, I guess a year can feel a long time, depending on if a lot of bad shit is happening to you.
Yeah. I just thought he died like when I was pretty young, and I was pretty old when
2003. Well, you were like what, 17?
Yeah.
Were you? Yeah. Were you? I question your knowledge of your own age. I guess the reason I really liked this movie is because it's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And Jackie is in this. Jackie Harry from Sister Sister. You probably never watched that show. Never.
I know who the sisters are.
Well, there's not that many. There's two.
I said.
Oh, I get it.
They're the sisters of Sister Sister. Thus, they are the Sister Sister sisters.
Oh my God, that's too many. That's too much. Yeah, well, she was in that and she was always so funny and I love her voice. She's so.
What does it sound like?
Well, she's just like, black people are the best at sports, the best at blah, 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 you name it, hey.
That's pretty good.
My dad's friend growing up that he worked with at his company looked and reminded me of Jackie. And she kind of had a voice that was different than other voices. So I was like, she always reminded me of that. And I thought it was so funny. but the beginning of this movie, I think, is at the Brown Palace, or they just did an exterior shot of the Brown Palace.
Yeah, and there's
this
like weird German guy who's given a speech who never shows up again.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what the point of that
is. I don't know.
That was
so weird. And I first noticed when they were driving out, there's that building that looks like a cash register.
Yeah.
What is the name of that building? I've lived here almost my whole life and I don't know what the name of that building is.
I don't know, but I remember thinking it looked like a cash register too. I don't know what it was. I'd have to do some research. But yeah, it's so funny. He's like, when you got up this morning and looked in the mirror, you were losers. When you came here this morning, you were losers. I am great. I am wonderful. Everybody likes me.
I'm great.
I am wonderful. Everybody likes me.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you.
Oh, I'll tell you. Boy. What is that? That's pretty interesting.
You know, the first.
He's like, shut up.
You know, my gateway drug into Rodney Dangerfield was Rover Dangerfield.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes.
That was one
years
of the only,
ago.
That was one of the only movies I distinctly remember as a kid. Watching it on tape and then immediately rewinding it and watching it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember watching it one time. It came out probably around the time of the Tom and Jerry movie. And I just never watched it again. It just wasn't, I don't know, it was my cup of tea.
Isn't it funny how they're like, let's make this dog look like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, and talk like him. So weird. Yeah, he does have a little bit of like a bulldog face though, I will say. And they made him into like a mutt looking dog. He should have been like a English bulldog or French bulldog with his face all smushed in.
They should have
mouth.
They should have made him a dog that's eyes are already bulging. So it didn't look like a dog with bulging
eyes. And his eyes are so red. I'm like, do you need some? I almost said Vaseline. Visine. Don't put Vaseline in there.
Cause an irritation. Huh?
Boy, I don't. Why am I doing like weird laughs afterwards? It's like Barney Rubble.
I was thinking it sounded like that too.
Oh, well, I know. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's at some inspirational speaker. What do they call them? Motivational speakers.
Yeah.
And the guy has like Hitler flags behind him. And he's German. And it was pretty funny. Well, I guess he was going to that to like get the the juice going to get the balls to go to his boss and ask for a raise.
Right.
Mr. Mullen, huh? Damn it. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, I saw this Hitler guy. He told me to ask for a raise.
I be like, what? You're fired, Mr. Mullen. And he was only in two movies, that Mr. Mullen guy.
The boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's pretty good. He's probably my favorite in this.
I kept thinking he was the other actor. Fuck. What's his name?
I don't know.
With the comb. I can't. Oh, my God. This is going to drive me nuts. I don't remember who I thought he was. I thought he was, oh my God, it was a girl.
Are you thinking about Larry Miller from Suburban Commando? The boss who? From Suburban Commando?
No, not Larry Miller. Oh, yeah. Man. I'll have to... So funny. No, I can't. Oh my God, this is going to drive me crazy. He's in some movie where he's all rich and has his hair.
That guy with who has his hair?
His hair is like, God, he looks just like, what's his name? What's this movie? Oh my God, I hate it when this happens to me. And then 5 days later, I'll just shout out like.
Well, it'll take a while to edit this podcast. So if you think about it, we'll just record.
We'll just add it in. So I'll just be like, the guy's name is Burt Reynolds. It's not Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, you're thinking about Cop and a Half, right?
Ah, yeah. Is he in Richie Rich? Oh, he's in Richie Rich! I think. Before I say that, let me confirm.
Okay.
Let me confer with my iPad.
Okay, yeah.
There was a TV series?
Anyway, I think that guy was a really good actor, no matter who he looks like.
Yeah. But, John Larroquette.
Oh, okay.
Looks just like him.
That was the guy who did the original opening monologue for Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Seriously?
And to bring another reference to joints to this podcast, he did it for one joint.
Like a house?
That was his payment.
This joint?
Yeah. Or give me that joint.
It could also be a thing that holds two pieces of wood together.
No, it was
or is that a joist?
It was a jazz cigarette.
Oh, a jazz cigarette? Was it like, hey, skididoop, boop, 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 beep.
Afterwards.
I like how scatting sounds like skeeting.
Yeah.
Different things. But anyway. I thought it was so funny when he's like leaving that motivational speaker and came home with flowers and he smells the wrong end of the flowers and he's like, makes the weirdest noise. And I'm like, do they smell that bad? I think I smelled the end of flowers that I bought to be like, is that the proper reaction? To be like, ew. They look like asparagus. I never noticed.
Maybe they are.
Smelled like urine as well. It was interesting.
Yeah, I got you this asparagus.
This movie looks so 80s because there's the wood paneling on the walls.
Yeah.
That was like 1950s. Why did people do that?
That's why I think, wasn't this shot earlier in the 90s and just didn't come out?
Probably. They always shot movies like 2 or 3 years before they came out back then. Now they can't get them out fast enough. They announce them before they're even fucking made.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
It's good.
The pressure.
Good marketing for the movie.
It's a good way to light a fire under the director's ass, even though it's really on the editor to finish the movie. But yeah, they probably made it really far in advance. But it appears that Jonathan Brandis, whose name is... What's his name?
Martha.
But he talks like a toddler. He's like, hey, Chester.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
So were you a Jonathan Brandis fan as a kid?
What constitutes a fan? Like, did I have a crush on him?
Yeah. Was he like the dude back then?
No, he was in Neverending Story. And I mean, that was, you know, he wasn't like a dreamboat, like a Jonathan Taylor Thomas or Devon Sawa. Or anything. He was just kind of... And he always looks so different in each movie. And his voice is always different whenever I see him. And he was only alive for 27 years, but...
Yeah. It's like Jim Morrison or something.
He looked like shit before he died.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was doing drugs. He probably was. Those child kids were always fucking up in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So...
If I may get a little introspective here...
Yeah.
When I was a kid and whenever I saw Jonathan Brandis... I didn't like him, so I would always just be like, ah, this guy sucks. And I saw him in that movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris, where he's like fantasizing about being in these Chuck Norris movies. It is a weird movie. We should totally watch it.
So it's a Chuck Norris movie where the kid is fantasizing about being in a Chuck Norris movie?
Yeah, it's like Jonathan Brandis like, man, I really want to be in a Chuck Norris movie. I want to be Chuck Norris.
So it's like Last Action Hero.
Kill my brother George, you bastard.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in It.
Yeah, this is the second movie.
Wow.
And then he like fantasizes about this one scene where Chuck Norris like comes out of a swamp with an AK-47 and is just like shooting bad guys.
I think I'm going to say shooting him.
No, and then like Jonathan Brandis comes up next to him and is shooting bad guys too. And I was just like, this movie is fucking stupid as
that
hell.
That is so weird that they had a kid just murdering people in that movie.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris is a weirdo. Isn't he like super conservative?
Yeah.
And it was so funny back when the election was going on and they're like, here's a list of celebrities that support Donald Trump. And it was like Donny Osmond, Chuck Norris. And then you get to Hillary Clinton and it was like Rihanna, Lady Gaga. It was basically every celebrity.
That's them. Lady Gaga and Rihanna.
Yeah, basically. That's all that matters.
Mick Jagger. If I could vote, I'd vote for Hillary Clinton.
Hillary
Clinton. but anyway, back to the introspective stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, where is this going? You shot an AK-47?
But I always wonder if like I hated actors like Jonathan Brandis and other like young boy actors because it wasn't me in the movie. And I was just like, God, fuck this guy. He's famous and I'm here and I could do this better than him.
Could you have?
No.
And you probably would have killed yourself. So you're better off not being Jonathan Brandis.
It's possible. But looking back on it, he's not that bad. And I like him in most movies. I think his voice is kind of silly. But it sucks that he killed himself. You know,
I know. That really, maybe he did it because you wished him dead secretly.
I mean, I never did that. But when that happened, I was like, oh my God, that's horrible.
I don't even remember it happening, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like when you found out in the Land Before Time that Ducky, the voice of Ducky's father, murdered her. It's really
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, because I was watching it one day and you were like, you know, her father killed her. And I was like, I can't watch this anymore. It's just fucking weird.
Did that happen after the first movie?
I think so, because they made 15 other Land Before Times or however many they're on. And
with a new Ducky?
I think there's a new Ducky. Huh. But then they replaced Elmo's voice pretty easily after he was touching those children, allegedly.
Yeah, well, there's probably a lot of people. I mean, you'd imagine there's a lot of people who can do Elmo impressions. There's probably not a lot of people boning up on their Ducky impressions.
Yeah, I can't even think of what Ducky sounded like.
I can't either.
What did she say over and over again? I almost was like, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I was like, no. Oh, yep, yep, yep.
Oh, yeah. Ay caramba.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a ducky thing.
Chesterfield.
But this is such like a G-rated Rodney Dangerfield. It's such a watered down Rodney Dangerfield in comparison. And you saw him do stand up in Vegas.
Yeah, I did.
That is amazing. And how old were you?
14.
I'm surprised I got to watch this, probably because my parents screened it first.
But it's G-rated.
Right. Is it? It's PG. Yeah. They say damn or hell or shit or bag or shit, shit or bag.
It's in the bag. Oh, you're PG now.
Shit bag. It's apparently a thing. But I love it. Anyway, going back to the movie, when he shows up to the house and he hands over to the flowers to Jonathan Brandis's mom.
Yeah.
Matthew. Martha. And she's like, we'll be the richest snobs in town. And he's like, we'll hang out with Marion and Biff and take dad's car. That's deuce. He's like doing this weird dancing thing, like the salsa little move. And it was so funny. I was like, God, why would anyone ever marry this man? He's so buggy.
Oh, you didn't find him endearing at that part?
I mean,
that's dues.
I don't know. When he closes his eyes, they're still there. They're still pretty big.
He gets no respect.
I get no respect these days. Oi!
I finally got some respect.
I'm doing oi again now. Like,
do you remember that song at the end of the movie?
Oh, yeah. I never get any respect. Or whatever he says.
I finally got some respect.
I finally got some. Yeah, it's like, we are bad.
I finally got some respect.
Just like thrown in there. Properly placed. And I think it's really funny that on the walls of Chester/Jackie's office, she apparently was credited as just Jackie, but she has a last name, which is really bizarre.
Jackie Field?
Yeah, Jackie Harry, I think is what it is. But he has a bunch of fish on the walls. It's like a bunch of fish and then like what kind of fish they are. And I'm like, is he a fisherman? Is she a fisherman? Is this her office? Is this his office? Who's this into fish?
Maybe they're borrowing someone else's office.
Yeah, it was weird. It was kind of like I remember you were like, this doesn't look like an office. I'm like, it looked like one of my therapist's office when I was a kid.
Yeah, fish?
No, but there was like a pond in the middle of it or a stream or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. Therapists always have water in their office. I always have to pee when I'm in there.
Well, then maybe that's the idea.
Yeah, so I guess. You're
like, maybe we can cut this short.
Yeah, they're like, I'm trying to remind you of that time you drowned. I'm like, why? So we can talk about it.
Do you see that crappy I have on the wall? That bass?
I caught that old bass by the river on my boat.
What would you do if you met a fisherman and they were like, oh, there's so much bass in here. Let's catch it. I just put a bass on my wall and you said, isn't it bass?
I'd be like.
And he's like, no, everyone's got it wrong.
I'd be like, is there a subwoofer? I'm confused. I'm all about that bass.
He's like, well, I'm all about that bass. So.
No turtles. I'd be like.
No turtles.
What? And then she comes in and she's like, oh, Chester. I don't know what he does. He probably like flatters her, brings her dead flowers or whatever he does. The Mullins seem to have way too much sex.
Yeah. Well,
or he's not got enough. That. Maybe there's just like constant sexual tension because they never do it. Young
wife, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess they're the same age. She doesn't look, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say she's like old, but I'd say she's not young. She's medium.
Yeah.
Medium. Well,
I see you notice my wife is 2 years younger than me, Chester.
But she's not that attractive.
No, I had to work hard for that.
Yeah, you got a big boner.
Whatever my wife wants, my wife gets.
Yeah.
That includes.
And I'm like, the building is not that big and he has a ton of money. Like they have a tennis court or a racquetball court in their house.
Yeah.
A pool. They don't show a ton of their house, but.
Yeah. Well, those are probably all like different places that they're.
I bet they shot that in Cherry Creek Country Club or something where all the doctors live and it's really expensive.
Yeah.
God, I would get so sick of it. You probably wake up in the morning and it's like, there's fucking Dr. Lee. Took one of my patients yesterday. Hey, Dr. Lee, how are you? Oh, there's my lawyer. My lawyer lives across the street. It's just a bunch of these yuppie white people.
Ugh. Enjoying that new pool? I hope you're drowning.
Yeah, are you fucking my wife still? I know you are. Have good luck with your practice.
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. His name. You know what is really weird to me in movies? When people talk about someone else and they're 5 feet away from them. Like Mrs. Mullen did that. She was saying something. She was like, you know, darling, this buggy-eyed creep over here is really bothering me. And he's like pretending he can't hear them. Oh,
I can hear you. I tell you.
Yeah, I think that is so fucking weird when people do that. They're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Mr. Mullen, whatever his name. I'm sure she doesn't call him Mr. Mullen.
Well, have you ever been in a situation in real life where someone's like, can you excuse us? And then they walk 3 feet away and whisper to each other and then come back to you?
I've been in situations where people like are whispering at a table in the middle of a presentation I'm giving. And I want to stop and just, I'm going to do that next time. I'm just going to stop.
You're going to be like a
I'm
teacher?
I'm sorry, can I help you? Someone did that the other day and I was really impressed. I was like, that was ballsy. I'm glad you did that. Yeah, I'll be like a teacher. I'll throw an eraser at them. Do you ever have a... I had that teacher that threw a lock at a kid and got fired.
No, I never had teachers that violated me.
Ooh. You really missed out.
I guess so.
School scandal.
They're everywhere.
The sexy thing to have. But Mr. Mullen had the weirdest shit in his office. He had like a mummy tomb, a Boston Terrier statue.
He's like Michael Jackson.
He had a slot machine, a chief statue, just like the weirdest shit. It was like he went to, do you remember in the malls next to the Sharper Image, they used to have the museum store, I think is what it was called. What the fuck was that? They would sell shit like that though. They'd be like, you can buy this tomb. And I'd be like, I don't want a tomb. A tomb.
It's like, Chester, as you can see, I'm very rich and I buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Very useful stuff.
Stupid shit.
I like my office decorated. You know, Chester, I'm a man who likes my office decorated with Elephant Man bones and...
Elephant Man bones. That's something you get on SkyMall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he went on SkyMall and just didn't stop buying shit or went to the museum store. I remember buying like a quartz rock or something from the museum store. And I was like, why the fuck did I buy this? This is in my neighbor's yard.
Rocks, the ultimate.
Oh my gosh. My dad, when he moved, he gave me a book of rocks. Like it was identifying rocks. And in the book was a note from some person. And it was like, to a fellow rock lover. And I was like, really? Would you put that down as a hobby? But we used to go collect rocks. And so I bought one and it was like purple and stupid. It was probably like $40.
Did you ever put them in a tumbler a rock tumbler.
What?
To make them all polished.
Oh, no. You would just spit on them is what my dad did. He would like spit on the rock and polish it.
That's not how you do it.
Well, we had this big collection from when we went to South Dakota and he just dumped it out when he moved. He just dumped it in the yard for the new neighbors. And I was like, there was like a fossil in
one of those.
So you
never like polished a rock and made it all cool looking?
But I would spit on it.
That's
like,
not
that's,
polishing it. That's well, getting it wet and brushing it around.
You know what? Back in the day... That's what people had to do. They had to spit on it.
Well, we should...
That sounds so inappropriate. No, back in the day, before there was lube for rocks, people had to spit on it.
You put it in this little tumbler thing, and then it polishes itself until it's like... It's something you could sell at a gift shop.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. El Rancho. But there was this game or whatever it was when I was a kid, and you would get these rocks, right? And you would put them in this water, and it was like a cocktail shaker. And you would shake it, and the water would dissolve the rock, and it would turn into a gem, and you'd like turn it into a necklace or something.
Oh, you couldn't drink that stuff, right?
Probably you could. It's probably just spit and dirt.
So does he call Chester to his house just to talk about the soccer team?
Well, he doesn't come to his house. He's in his office.
That's his business?
Yes. That's what I'm like. Why does he have shit from the museum store there? And, doesn't it seem like Rodney Dangerfield would be a salesperson in real life? I feel like comedians are natural salespeople. Like, they can just bullshit their way through anything. Probably. But can they ever get to the point? Are they just like, oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's funny because Rodney Dangerfield just kind of does his act in conversation in these movies.
Always,
like,
yeah.
Caddyshack, he never pauses or like talks to anybody. You know?
Does he have a script, do you think, most of the time? Or do you think
I think so, but have you ever noticed in Caddyshack, like he barely talks to people? He more just like talks at people.
He's actually a very good actor, though, I feel like.
Yeah, he is. It's a shame he's only in two movies.
He's not in two movies.
Oh.
And Easy Money was the name of the other movie.
You're talking about Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
I was talking about Mr.
Mullen?
Yeah, Mr. Mullen.
Well, you were like, he doesn't stop and listen to people. Were you talking about Rodney Dangerfield Mr.
Right.
Okay, I was like, what?
No, he is a great actor. He just has like a rock solid personality act that can just be a character in a movie, like Back to School and everything.
I don't know, but it's one of the lines that I was confused about is, what does it mean that you can end up in traction from sex? Traction?
I don't know.
Like, shoes have good traction? Is that what the right
I don't know. Okay. That's a word I've heard people say my whole life, and I've never bothered to find out what it means or anything.
Well, I've always said my shoes are losing their traction.
I don't think it's the same. I think it's, like, more...
I would think friction, but you can't end up in friction. You get friction.
You have to be presently friction.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll just continue to not look it up and let other people tell us what it means.
Right.
But then he gets basically by Mr. Mullen, he's tricked into, or not tricked, I mean, he agrees to it. He pretends like he is really into soccer.
Yeah.
Even though it's pretty fucking obvious he isn't. Because Mrs. Mullen comes in and she's like, oh, what position did you play? And he's like, I was a kicker. And she's like, oh, well, everyone's a kicker in soccer. And he's like, oh, well, you know, you call it first base, second base, I played them all. And they're like, oh, you want to coach a soccer team? I'd be like, this guy is clearly not playing soccer. But they probably have no fucking idea. They just want it. I don't know what's in it for them, for the soccer team to be successful.
Well, they just
like
to win. And
I guess that
this guy can help procure a winning team.
Maybe they sponsor it because it's like the, I don't know.
But every time Mr. Mullen shows up, it's just to reinforce, like, you know, Chester, I do not like losing and I love winning.
Yeah. That and I like all. To fuck my wife. I'm going to go grab her puss right now.
She's
in
traction.
She's in traction.
She's in a tractor.
Well, contractions are like when you have baby hurts.
Yeah.
Baby hurts.
Now, if you'll excuse me, my wife is in traction.
I need to go attend to this. Oh my God. So then the next scene from The Office is him actually coaching the soccer team. That becomes the premise of the movie. And he has no idea what he's doing. And Jackie gets pulled into it. And she's eating that Subway sandwich like a fucking corn on the cob.
Yeah.
She's just like.
You know, I wrote in my notes, eating a sandwich like a corn on the cob. And since we watched this a month ago, I didn't know what the hell that meant. So thanks for bringing that up.
I was eating a Jimmy John's yesterday, and I was like, I should eat this like Jackie Harry. La, 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 la.
I think that soccer field is right next to where I used to work at the Creatures. Where
really?
We, yeah.
Because it wasn't Littleton.
Yeah. And if it wasn't there, it was like probably right next to it somewhere.
Yeah. It's so funny because we watched this movie. It's funny you speak of your notes. What am I, an English person? But I sometimes look, I'm looking through my notes and I'm just like, staying up late is a turnover? I'm like, what is that? But Kimberly Mullen, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Mullen, is the girl from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, well, I know her as the girl that Tom Cruise almost fucks in Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, yeah. Or.
Yeah.
Shit, what was I going to say?
What's I know that other what you're movie? About to say.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Hills Have Eyes.
Ah, yes. She's the one that gets titty fucked or whatever. Not titty fucked.
Titty sucked.
Titty sucked. Mixed up the letters. Both things you can do with titties. Yeah. Very different use. But yeah, she that scene is the most disturbing scene I have ever seen in a movie.
What? Ever?
I don't know. All of Cannibal Holocaust is disturbing. But I remember going and seeing that in a movie with my friend Chelsea in high school. And people were walking out of the movie around that part. And that's pretty early into it.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of older people there. It was rated R. And
I was saying this to you the other day, but I always thought that scene was really unclear what's going on. So,
really?
I'm surprised so many people immediately understood.
He's sucking her titty milk out because she has a baby.
Yeah, but they don't show any of that. They just show him kind of like leaning down to her chest.
Yeah, but she has this face like her tits being sucked on by a mutant.
Yeah, but people are like, I'm getting out of here. I can see the milk and everything. There's milk.
The sister's getting raped in the background. So, I mean.
And they kind of don't really show that either. They do. They show him going like, ooh.
No,
like,
they show him having sex with her.
Yeah, pulling his prick out.
Well, they don't show. I mean, like, it's rated R. It's not the unrated version. But it's disturbing.
Yeah, but I only know her from Eyes Wide Shut, mainly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Is she naked in that? She must have been a teenager.
No, she's like standing on a street corner dancing, like doing the chug-a-lug dance.
Oh, I thought she was in that weird house.
And then Tom Cruise goes up with her, and then Nicole Kidman calls him, and he's like, oh, I gotta go.
I can't believe they had cell phones back when they made that.
Yeah, well, they're big phones.
But it's so funny because he finds out, like, she shows up late to practice, and he's, like, giving her a hard time, and then he's like, what's your name? Or whatever. I don't know what that was. She's like, Kimberly Mullen? And he's like, oh, yes, we are. He puts, like, a handkerchief down for her to sit on. Probably has snot on it. My dad always had a snot rack.
I'll never understand that. So people just kept the snot with them all day, and they're like, oh.
Yeah, like my dad would give me that when I was a kid, and I'd always have to like fold it and find a place where there wasn't a booger.
That's so gross.
And he would wash it with our whites. So it was like, ooh.
But like if you blow your nose like on the ride to work, you're like, well, I'll clean this booger out tonight when I get home.
I don't know. Like I used to keep my used Kleenex under my armpit.
And
use never, it later.
Really? You would use it again?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was a weird thing, but maybe I just thought it was acceptable to keep your snot rags with you because my dad did that. And now I'm just like Kleenex all over the house because I'm like, plus, it's not reusable. It's a Kleenex.
It's not reusable. I see what you did there.
Oh, I didn't know I did it. But it's so stupid when they have their first game and the people in the crowd have like, there's one woman waving a pom-pom, and she just keeps waving it like in this – you can't see what I'm doing. In this motion, just like back and forth, just like, hey! Like, that's who would do that? Just sit there and wave that. And there's nobody with her that appears – I think she like maybe talks to someone, and they're saying like, watermelon cantaloupe, watermelon cantaloupe, watermelon cantaloupe.
Apples and oranges, apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, apples and oranges. Walla, 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 walla. I was always taught to do that on stage, and then everybody on the fucking stage was doing it. So you would look over in like middle school plays and be like, watermelon cantaloupe, watermelon. And everybody would be turning their heads like in the same direction. It looked so fucking stupid.
This way I have watermelon, this
so
way
I always
cantaloupe.
Imagine in movies, because they were like, don't get into a real conversation because then you'll want to talk like loud. And you just have to be like, I'm just mouthing the words. If you hear like that disgusting fapping noise, that's what that is. But it's so ridiculous, and they get really into it later in the movie when the team gets better. Like it's almost like the parents decide to show up to see their kids play, and they have fans or something because the parents are like, "Oh, they're fucking terrible."
You don't think people in Littleton were like, "Have you seen this soccer team, the Ladybugs? They got a transvestite on the team."
They do. Spoiler alert. But it looks like they go straight from that initial practice to a soccer game, which I feel like you need to have a couple, like you need to was going to say pregame. Different kind of pregame. You need to get ready for the game.
You need to get drunk before playing.
Yeah. All those kids needed a beer or something in them. And then during the game, this is like one of the weirdest things to me. Jackie starts reading Rodney Dangerfield, the manual on how soccer. To play soccer. And she starts on page one. And I'm like, wouldn't you have read that like a week before you started teaching these kids? And then by the time they get to the end of the game, she's only on the second page. And I'm like, that's like the quickest game of soccer ever.
Yeah, well, it's hard to read.
Do you know anything about soccer?
No, I know that you kick the ball into the goal.
And you can't use your hands.
Can't use your hands unless you're a goalie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard to do. And it's actually like one of the most active sports. And that's why people love watching it all over the world.
I know nothing about it. And I don't think it's that interesting.
Really?
Like when the World Cup comes on, I'm like, oh, well, I guess all those Southern American states are going to be excited about this. Or South American, Southern American.
No, the World Cup is huge internationally.
I guess so. That's true. I know that it's called football or le foot in Francais, and I think Espanol. I'm not fluent.
We should probably stop talking about that. people will peg us for not knowing anything about international. I know.
They're going to be like, oh, I'm so done with this. They take 5 years to put up a podcast. That's not what did it for you, but us not knowing football did. Amazing.
I would, I will say, speaking of the word international.
Oh, I said football. Anyway, go ahead.
Football. Speaking of the word international, I'm trying to do a new habit, form a new habit. Is that what you say?
Make a habit?
Yeah, do that.
Do a new habit. I don't know that. Like, that sounds like you're screwing a nun's habit.
I was thinking about, instead of saying a foreign film, I would say an international film.
Okay.
So
I like that. It's more inclusive.
Exactly.
How PC of you.
It's not like, oh, I don't know what this is. It's from another country.
Yeah, it's from another country, say.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know if you can do a habit, but good luck with that. I'm going to call you out every time you say foreign now. If you're like, he's a foreigner, I'm going to be like, international.
He's an internationalist.
Yeah.
Well, it only applies to movies, not people.
Or if you say foreign currency, I'll be like, international currency.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
I can never listen to that band Foreigner again. Not that I would. Yeah,
internationaler. It's too long. But then they go back to Chester's office and there's like people getting in and out of the elevator and the wife shows up and I don't know if he's in like soccer clothes or what it is. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm blah, 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 blah. He has some like dumb response. So good at that. But the people in the elevator are like, getting on, getting off. And I'm like, get off.
Why are they
getting
saying
off?
That?
I don't know. Cause they're like standing there looking at wedding invitations in the middle of the elevator and people are like, getting on, getting on, getting off. I just remember this one guy saying it really aggressively. And I'm like, you just got off in the elevator.
Yeah, you proud of that? Pants.
Yeah, that's so weird. And then he says something like, he's looking at the invitations. He goes, calligraphy looks like crushed insects. I was like, so I went and looked at calligraphy while I was sitting there and I'm like, I'm not seeing it.
Crushed insects.
Crushed insects. And I remember I killed a fly after that and I looked at it and I was like, doesn't look like calligraphy. Looks like a dead fly. Apparently they bleed too, I noticed. Still killed it. And then it's so funny when that woman gets on the elevator and thinks that Chester and Jackie are getting married. And she's like, good for you. Hold your head up high. We are all God's children.
What does that mean? Is she saying because
they're white and black and they're getting married? I know. I was like, is this 94 or whenever they made it? She's like, we are all God's children. And she says it so weird. I'm like, ooh. And they're just kind of looking at each other. And she's like, I wonder what the kids would look like. Anyways, to move on, the dream sequence when Matthew, because he goes to watch the soccer game and give Chester some advice because he plays soccer, and she's running in a bikini. And it's kind of funny because I feel like slow-mo is the most unflattering thing in the world, unless you're fully dressed. Because all I was looking at, and she's like, she's in good shape, but all I was looking at was like fat on the legs jiggling. And I'm like, if I ran, it would be like, ugh. It would not be like, oh.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got to have like no fat on you if you're going to slow-mo on a whatever soccer field.
Did you ever watch Baywatch?
Oh, yeah.
Do they actually do that every episode?
I think, well, it was the intro.
But David Hasselhoff, was he in good enough shape to run in slow motion, or were you like, ooh?
Yeah, but it was still weird when like the men's boobs would flap, you know, like they're, what are these things? Pectorals were like, like it just doesn't look good. I just don't think, no. I mean, no.
It's hard to run in slow mo.
I know, and his face is so stupid because he's like, like running towards her. Like, still looks like a baby or something. Oh, and it's so funny because they like show them like getting married and stuff in this dream sequence. And it says our wedding. And I'm like, why does it say our wedding? I don't know why it bugged me so much, but I was like their wedding or like everyone's wedding or our wedding. I guess I didn't have a sign at our wedding that said our wedding, because it feels like you are not involved. It is our wedding. Anyway, weird thing I noticed. But then Matthew starts giving Chester advice on how to play soccer because he comes around to him because basically Kimberly's on the team and he thinks she's hot. And then he gets this look on his face. Chester does when he gets the idea to like cross dress, and he looks like a child molester.
That is the greatest way to do this, is to show him just like getting the idea and then cut to Jonathan Brandis in the smallest wig ever.
Looking completely like him.
What's the smallest wig I can get to make him look like a girl?
It's the same hair color and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you notice that every time he does the Martha voice that Jonathan Brandis does, it sounds different?
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, you want some Cokes? Oh, the Cokes. Otherwise in practice, he's like, yeah, you got to kick the ball. And I'm like, I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. She's like, come on, win the game, you goddamn bitches. He's like, oh, the Cokes.
I was like, did they shoot this like 5 years after? And he forgot what he was doing and they couldn't play it back for him. But it's so obviously him. It's so ridiculous. And once again, you found a stunt double in this movie.
Oh, playing everybody's soccer. Stunting in this when they're playing soccer.
I don't think Chesterfield has
and they just don't even double. They shoot it in slow motion, like right looking at the stunt person's face. So it's like, I don't know.
That was pretty weird. I'm like, can't you learn how to play soccer? It takes 5 years to make a movie.
Maybe it's hard to play soccer in slow motion. Oh,
well, it's hard to play soccer in general.
I would think if you just like kicked it once, it would look kind of cool in slow motion, to where you could just use it.
Exactly. Or don't use a slow motion shot of a stunt double, maybe. Yeah. But it's clearly like a grown man.
Yeah. He's got a mustache and stuff. Dressed as a woman.
And tits. It's weird. Doesn't make any sense. I guess you can have tits and a mustache.
Do you think they just shoot all that before they cast the actor? And they're just like, oh, fuck. This doesn't look anything like that.
But it looks like Norman Bates is playing soccer. It's just, when he's dressed as his mom, it's just like, oh, God. And the house that they live in is so weird. It looks like a trailer. It's so tiny. There's like a... Martha's house, yeah. There's the, what do you call those doors where they open at the top and
suicide
then again at the bottom?
Doors?
Suicide doors?
That's in a car where it opens the opposite way.
Well, no, it's just like cutting. It's like a door cut in half so you can open the door. Are people climbing under the bottom of the door? Like, why would you ever? I can understand having the top of it. Why don't you get a screen door?
Maybe they live in a
door?
Food truck or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a trailer. They're in Littleton. Who knows what part they're in? But then he takes him, but he's acting like such a dude when playing soccer. And he's like, get the fucking ball, or whatever he says. And he's like, we need to get you to dress more like a woman and act like a young lady or whatever. And
quit hitting that punching bag.
And he takes him shopping, and the floral prints are so, like, again, this seems very like late 80s, but there's like neon windbreakers and shit, and I'm like, I remember wearing these.
Well, the early 90s is still kind of the 80s, right?
Yeah.
It always takes a new decade a couple of years to shake off.
I guess so. But if you ask me, like, what's early 2000s style of clothing, I'd be like, it's like I can tell you what I wore.
No, it's like what NSYNC and Britney Spears were wearing, that silver stupid glowy, I never wore that shiny shit, stuff. Though. Yeah, but that was like when you look at the time capsule, that's what people are gonna see was yeah, the style.
But I mean, I can look at stuff in a movie and say, like, I used to wear that in the 90s. But in the 2000s, I mean, I guess it was shirts that were like, whatever, brat. Sup. You know, just like word, like bubble words, yeah. You know, and I guess that was kind of the thing. But I guess I was in high school, so I wore like Abercrombie and Hollister. Maybe that was the yeah. trends in the early 2000s.
Frosted tips. Did guys have frosted tips?
Yeah. But that was kind of like late 90s, early 2000s. NSYNC was late 90s.
Yeah. That's kind of the era we're talking about. Shiny. Yeah, shiny. Everything was really shiny. In
shiny.
That era.
Not like weird windbreaker. Shiny. It looks like that thermal blanket you wrap yourself in.
Yeah.
In the wild.
That's what the style. Yeah. That's what the style was. Yeah. Was a camping blanket.
But it's so funny when they're at that store and Rodney Dangerfield puts the balloons in his shirt, just like pretending he has tits, and this woman looks over and he just like pops them. And then when they're in the dressing room, he's like, you better not tell your mother about this. He's like, my mom would kill us. And this woman's sitting there with her child and just passes out. And the way she passes out is so funny because she stiffens up and falls to the floor. She looks like a turd because she's so like all the same shape.
She looks like a turd.
Yes, all turds are the same shape.
Hey, don't go in this room. This is the men's room.
Oh, yeah. And she goes, oh, I almost went into the men's room.
The way you have the way you're tilting your head looks just like.
And she's like. And then you hear her go like, ah! She sees probably a dick. And he's like, oh, probably something she's never seen before or something.
Do you think Jonathan Brandis was in there like helicoptering and. Or he was already out when she
Is
walked.
Is helicoptering
in.
Like the thing that you do with your dick? Do you yeah. spin it around?
You think someone was just like helicoptering in the middle of the bathroom? She's like, oh my God. Yeah.
Well, there were like five men in there all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Mr. Mullen also kind of looks like Kevin Spacey, too.
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit. He looks more like that other guy I said. Call him.
Kevin Spacey also owned a children's soccer team, probably.
So. When they play that green team where the woman's coaching and she's like, we're gonna crush you. Is she wearing a bra? She's just like walking all, I don't know, kind of weird.
Flopping.
I just wonder if they're pancake tits or something. I thought they were saying, chomp those beavers. What were they saying? They're like, stomp those beavers.
Probably stomp those
And I was
beavers.
Like, chomp those beavers. That's hilarious. Really sexual movie, apparently.
Yeah.
But it's so funny when they win the game and he keeps hugging Mrs. Mullen because yeah. Mr. Mullen's trying to hug him and he's just like, oh. Hugging him and stuff. Oh, and when they're in the car because they won a game and they're singing Great Balls of Fire, Jackie, and she's like, I chew my nails and I'm out of my thumb. He's like, oh, goody me.
That's funny.
Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire.
He also sings that in Meet Wally Sparks.
Seriously?
Do you remember that?
I was going to say, shut up and seriously. Yeah. Seriously? Seriously? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a reference.
Maybe he's good at.
Well, is Meet Wally Sparks later?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a reference to Ladybugs.
I like seeing you look at your nuts.
I have a what the fuck kind of house are they looking at? Question mark. Oh, I remember. I love it when they're going to look at houses and Rodney Dangerfield becomes a father later and they're like, we're going to try to have kids. I'm like, are you all in your 60s or something? Like, you're a little too old to be trying to have kids. Your son is like 18.
It's like, oh, I'm 37.
And she takes him to look at this house and it's just like this disgusting shack. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of a house? Like, it's always funny when women are like, oh, this is my dream house. It's like, it's a fucking nightmare. It's disgusting.
Well, people have different dreams, I guess.
I guess so. Slow motion dreams. Ladybug yeah. swimsuits. Our dream. Wedding. Dream, 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 dream. I could make you mine. Take a sip of wine. Only, I don't know the words. Anyway.
When does Rodney Dangerfield show up in drag? That's like the highlight of the whole movie.
Oh, when they go and pick him up from the Mullins house because all the girls go over there to go skinny dipping.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm here to pick up my daughter, Martha.
Martha.
And the mom turns around and it's like, ugh. Like, what a disgusting woman.
Your grandmother is here. That's my mother.
That's my mother.
Oh, I'm here to mother pick Chesterfield. Up Martha.
Yeah, and it's so funny. I wish he would dress and drag more often, or would have, I guess. Then there's that scene where Matthew is about to be discovered by his mom, and Kimberly Mullen comes over, and that's when he's talking like, oh, the Cokes! Let's watch some MTV! Oh! It's like Mickey Mouse.
The Cokes! I'll get a couple of Cokes!
Oh, the Cokes! Oh, the Cokes!
There's that one time he comes back, and she's like, where's the Cokes? He's like, the Coke? The Cokes!
Oh,
I'll be right back with the Cokes.
Oh, my mother is here. Oh,
Chesterfield, give me some Cokes.
Chesterfield, give me the Cokes, the Cokes. And she goes, oh, you read my mind. The mom like takes the Coke.
I wanted two Cokes.
And then he's like, oh, we're out of Cokes. Gotta go to the store. So ridiculous. Could you ever go down the stairs like Matthew does? Like slide, like what is he wearing? He just slides down. Remember when he's like on the banister just slides down?
You know, I've never been able to like slide down ladders or stairs or anything. Yeah. Have you ever seen people like grab the side of a ladder and slide down it instead of walking down the ladder?
I don't know if I have. Maybe in a cartoon.
No, people can do that.
I guess I've never.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, how do they do that?
Have you seen like a construction worker doing that and going into like West Side Story mode? Like, yeah.
It's like, God damn it, I just saved about 30 seconds of my life. Only I might go home and buy a sandwich.
And then do the hop skip.
Hop skip, ladder slide.
And then why did he leave the kitchen door open? How can they not hear her in the other room? Like, how does Matthew's mother not hear the other room with the TV on and see that girl
going,
in there?
The Cokes.
Yeah, the Cokes. Oh, we got to go to the store. Oh. And then the bar scenes are so ridiculous where they're like at a diner and he's getting a milkshake and he's like, give me another one. He's like, son, you've had enough.
You're going to shit for days. Those milkshakes.
You're going to be so constipated from all that dairy in your
I'll
ass.
I'll tell you what, I've had enough. That's the same line everyone says.
I know.
So I think you've had enough.
And then he's like that one bartender because Roddy Dangerfield's at a bar and Matthew's at a diner because like the mom found out and broke things off with Chester and is mad at both of them for lying. And he's like, come on, man, tell me what you did. The bartender, and he's like, well, I made my fiance's son dress up like a girl and then I played with her or something. What does he say?
I made her play with me and a bunch of other girls.
Something. Yeah, I made her play with me. He's like, get out of here, you sicko.
Like, no, wait. It's a complex story.
What is that other coach from? That guy who's got the buzz cut? He's like,
oh, you know what he's from? He's from Fatal Instinct. He's the guy with the pantyhose over his face.
Oh my God, you're
beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
That is him.
And I think he's in like Adam Sandler movies too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is he in Waterboy?
Yeah.
Or what is he in?
I think he might be.
What's the other one he would have been in?
I don't know. 50,000 First Dates Adam Sandler movies.
Oh. Oh. It's so weird that they have like a zip line set up. Like their training is like going from three tall mats to one short mat. On a zip line.
No. Train them to play soccer.
Yeah. And then he's like, at attack! And they're jumping through tires. I'm like, shouldn't they be kicking the tire? Not really getting this.
Yeah. You think the director was just like, so you're just some military asshole. That's everything about you is that.
We get it.
Just keep doing that.
And then he's wearing a sweatsuit without anything underneath. It's like one of those things people wore when they work at like a Jiffy Lube or something, like a one, like a Dickies onesie or
the
whatever.
Military coaches?
Yeah.
Oh, like a jumpsuit?
Yeah. At the attack!
Do you think someone was like, are you not wearing anything under that?
I know. The weird thing is, too, is that this is like a kid's soccer game, and they're like, please welcome the Oscar Mayer Weenie Mobile and the Wiener Lady.
Wiener Lady.
And I was like, oh, Matthew's in there. And the Wiener Lady. I was like, what? She's a wiener? It was weird.
Doesn't this movie kind of remind you of Troop Beverly Hills?
I guess, but it's not like a weird secret thing, you know, like there isn't a secret
in Troop Beverly Hills.
Is there? I don't think so. But it's like someone's out to get them consistently. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Reminds me more of, you know, what's that movie with the cross-dressing?
Mom?
Tootsie.
Yeah. If Tootsie was playing soccer.
Tootsie. Tootsie. And then why aren't the Mullins questioning why Matthew looks like Martha? Like Matthew just meets them and they're like, oh, it's good to meet you, son. And then they later find out that it was Martha. Martha. And then Rodney Dangerfield gets a job because he wins the Ladybug soccer games. And so then he gets a job hosting like all of these other sports with boys dressed as girls.
Mr. Mullins like, just dress them all up as girls.
Yeah.
I really like to win.
Yeah.
Chesterfield.
And then when they're playing the final game, and I think Pester makes the winning goal is her name with the glasses. Is that her name? Yeah, Pester.
Because I was thinking like, wasn't her name like Pepper or something? But
I think it's Pester. They have Chester and Pester. And then she goes, this is for you, Coach Chester. And I'm like, that's really dumb to take your glasses off.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she kicked the ball.
No, don't do that.
She's like, he's like, oh, stop him.
No, don't do that.
She like completely misses the ball. Yeah.
But she makes it, right? So Martha ends up not playing in the game, right? And then it's like,
he motivates Pester to look hot. She wins without her glasses.
She has self-confidence.
Yeah.
By the way, doesn't Ronnie say like, you know, if I were your age, I would have asked you out on a date.
Yeah. And I'm like, so many Chimo moments in this movie. Forced her to play with me. Play with my balls. That's what he should have said. Oh my gosh. Well, this movie is really funny.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
It's great. And it's a Colorado movie. You know, we used to go to those Colorado film in Colorado.
I don't know what you're talking about. Colorado Film Video Association?
Yeah, CFVA.
Oh, yeah, the meetups.
We used to go there and they would play these montages of all these great movies that have been shot in Colorado. And they're from like 1930 and 1970. Like
that was before the Hateful Eight was shot here, right?
Yeah. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That was like the biggest
City
one.
City Slickers.
Yeah.
What's the other one with Johnny Depp that was shot here? But that wasn't in it either because it was so long ago.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was. But they could just play this entire movie because
wouldn't that be better?
Yeah, I think
so. Honestly,
I would just do like a screening of Ladybugs every other month.
Yeah, Ronnie Dangerfield is huge. I think that's so weird that they don't put that in there.
I know. So
I'm like, oh, anyway. We want to forget that happened. And I'm like, yeah, but you want to remember all the other stupid shit that was filmed here? Seriously?
Butch Cassidy, that hack?
They're like, here are the five movies that have been shot in Colorado. And they have like 5 seconds to show because we don't have good film incentives here.
But that brings like a whole new level of enjoyment to the movie for me.
For sure. Because you're trying to figure out where shit is in Denver. Because you're like, oh, that's that building. And it looks so different now. Downtown Denver looks completely different. But the Brown Palace will always be there. I feel like that's a historical site at this point. It's so expensive to stay there, but I feel like it is just it's got to be the jankiest hotel. They've never like ripped everything out and restored it, you know?
Probably not. No.
No. It's so expensive to stay there, though.
Well, it's brown. Maybe they're like, just call it the Brown Palace.
And the Brown Palace sounds like a shithole.
Yeah.
The Brown Palace. Ugh.
Yeah. It's like where King of Turds would live.
Yeah. Master shitter.
A sultan of sewage.
The Squatty Potty founder lives in the Brown Palace. Well, on the Plexophile scale, I would definitely give this movie a 4.
I would give it a 4.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 5.
Well,
I'm teetering on a 5. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay, then I'll give it a 5.
But shut up. You can't do that.
The stunt doubles bring it up a level for me.
It should take it down a level.
No, I
don't know why. I just think this movie is so entertaining. It's so funny. It's one of those, I don't know, like if I watched it so many times as a kid.
Yeah.
And they never have changed the cover of the movie. You know, so many covers of the movie have evolved with each DVD that comes out. But I remember buying this DVD and I'm like, this looks exactly like the VHS.
I was looking for the poster in Plex and it was just like Ladybug. Los Ladybugos. It was just like different languages.
Los Ladybugos. I'm sure there's a word for lady in Spanish.
Señorita Bugs.
Señorita Bugos. Los Señorita Bugos. Well, that sounds boopity boppity boopity. Well, thank you for this journey. And we're starting a new journey in this.
Yeah.
I can't call it a nook.
No.
Got to come up with a name.
Let's call it a...
Well, let's make this decision right here and now.
Yeah. Let's call it PFHQ.
What is that? Plex Files Headquarters?
Yeah. No.
No, I don't. That's too long. The acronym is almost as long as saying the words.
It's true.
PFHQ.
Yeah.
The Plex Files Headquarters. Actually, no. I take it back. blah, 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 blah. I say we call it something in a foreign language.
An international language?
Yeah, whatever. I was testing you. That's what I was doing. I don't know. I don't know. I think we call it...
Los Nooks. Los Nookos.
The Plex Flex. The Plex Flex space. No, that sounds stupid. That sounds like a kid's show. The Plex Flex place.
How about we just call it our studio for now?
Yeah. I hate to leave this with just like, I don't know.
Well, it encourages people to keep listening.
Let's call it the traction.
We'll if you keep listening as the episodes go on, I'm sure we'll that's come up with a name.
That's a good way to keep them listening.
Yeah, that's right.
When we put another one out in 6 weeks. Yeah, exactly. Well, we're hoping these become more frequent because we're not moving anymore and we have a consistent space we can do this in. Whereas before it was a...
Yeah.
Bedroom / office / I don't know, like and everything. You know,
We clean up these podcasts quite a bit, but for a while you could probably hear someone underneath us going, "Get pick your fucking books up off the floor,"
or "God damn it, stop fucking yelling at me," talking to his kids. Oh man, I remember.
So you won't hear that anymore.
Yeah,
not that you would have in the first.
You'll
place.
Just hear us yelling at each other like that. So it'll be intentional. I'll miss that so much. All right. Well, everyone, I say we end this with a
song.
All right.
I finally got some respect. I finally got some respect.
Respect.
Grooves in the heart. Grooves in the heart.
I finally got some respect.
Yeah, grooves in the heart.
Yeah.
Finally got some respect.
Oh, say. Wow!
I finally got some respect. I finally got some respect.
Basically, we don't know the words
groove
of the song.
In the heart.
I don't think they're singing "Groove is in the heart." Is that what they say? "Groove is in the heart."
I don't know.
I think they go. I thought they were saying "Blood is in the fart." Blood is in my fart.
Blood is in the fart.
That sounds more like it.
Collecting your jar of farts.
Finally got some respect. I love it when they're singing the Star Spangled Banner and she goes, "Brave." And he's like, "The song is over. The podcast is over."
All right. Thanks,
that's my
everybody.
Ending. Thanks for finally giving me some respect. Hey, boo boo.
Take it. You're on top of the world. You're on top of the world.
Top of the world. Respect.